You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
today we are going to do a brewery takeover of Third Eye Brewing Company in Cincinnati, Ohio. The Great American Beer Festival just named them Brewery of the Year for 2001 to 5,000 barrel brewery. Let's qualify that.
Yep.
For the second consecutive year.
The Third Eye Brewing Company beers we'll be trying today are Untapped Potential Kolsch Stout Ale.
That's what they called me in high school. Untapped Potential.
Nirvana or Bust Double Dry Hopped Nipah. Enlightenment Blood Orange Wheat Ale, the Gettin' Twisted German Pretzel Ale, and Higher Purpose Milky Stout.
Milky, milky, right?
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there. Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where we have a lot of spirit. In fact, good old boy Mike is constantly at 75% bourbon, and good old boy Dave usually tops out at about 86% gin.
Sometimes I get up to about 92.
Oh, and what am I?
You're 14% Amaro.
Okay.
26% Wallen Podpeck.
Brewing beer.
And okay. 15% Hershey syrup.
Wow. That's an interesting mix.
Well, what about the Isle of Whiskey?
Do you just
what about the Hershey Trogues syrup, Brewery? You know,
bottled it straight back. Yeah. I mean, you don't even look at the label, or
she gets an infusion.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Holy cow! Okay, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. More than what my parts are, apparently. And joining me today at the table is good old boy Mike.
Well, I just want to say that while I like the thought of being 75% bourbon, I would have to say that I am probably more destined to be 92% gin, because I probably consume by volume more gin than any other beverage, hands down. So
me too. Gin's good.
You know, I don't think I've never did. Yeah, no, there is no bad day with gin. Like ever.
Okay. Except the day the bottle runs out.
Yeah. Okay. Good old boy Dave.
Hey. Hey.
What? Did you practice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell.
Walk around the yard sometimes just going, hey, hey. Mm. Makes the neighbors look at me funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Honey, call 911 again.
And
that damn boy's walking around the yard again yelling, hey.
Yeah.
No pants.
And for the record, I am 1/4 Natty Bow. 1/4 Pennsylvania Breweries, 1/4 Amaro, and 1/4
Hershey syrup.
Scotch.
Wow. She did not include Hershey's in there.
Huh. No. So no Hershey squirts.
There's nothing sweet about me.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, today, we are going to do a brewery takeover of Third Eye Brewing Company in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ooh.
Yay! The Great American Beer Festival just named them Brewery of the Year for 2001 to 5,000 barrel brewery. Let's qualify that.
Yep.
For the second consecutive year.
We'd call that like a medium brewery.
Yeah. Other accolades for them include the Grand National Champion at the U.S. Open Beer Championships in 2024. Gold medal winners at the U.S. Open Beer Championships for their beers Higher Consciousness, Double Astral, Dark Aura, and Inner Sight. They were also medal winners at the U.S. Open Beer Championship, which included 4 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze. Now, I know I should probably ask good old boy Dave to find if he knows any more information about it. But what I can tell you is that Third Eye Brewing became Sharonville, Ohio's first craft brewery when it opened in June 2020. A group of 5 owners came together, including Tom Collins and a father-daughter team of Tom and Chloe Schaefer. Now, the name has a fun meaning. The third eye is typically known as the mind's eye, and it looks for new possibilities. The brewery hopes to open your mind's eye 1 pint
at a time. What happens if your third eye is brown?
You need to take some window cleaner and clean it off.
Do you open your brown eye, or do you... can you wink with it?
Oh, there's eyes upon you, Dave. Just not when you think there are.
Someone's always watching.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's very sweet of you to say that. Now, of note, they did take the co-founder and head brewer of Brink Brewing and had them join their team. So,
well there you go. So yeah. We were having this discussion as we were looking over, you know, the script that I was thinking about the other breweries that are in the Cincinnati area. I think probably the largest one is Rheingeist.
And then you got Mad Tree and Urban Artifact.
Jack Yo's has been around for a long time. Probably one of the older breweries in the area as well.
Fatheads? Is that Cincinnati?
I know it's... Fatheads is Akron.
Akron?
Yeah. Or, sorry, Cleveland. So, you know, when you find somebody that's making really great beer, I always think that that's a byproduct of the community of breweries that are probably that those people have been exposed to. And I don't know that that's the case with those 5 people. I don't know their backgrounds, but it is one of those things where you tend to challenge, you know, people that are brewing within the same market that you're brewing in. I would say 5,000 barrels. I'm betting their distribution is not any more than 100 miles, you know, around Cincinnati itself. So it's really great that they're making great beer. And this, to me, is actually a more difficult award, you know, to be because it's not just for a beer.
Right. Yeah,
it is somebody that is looking across the portfolio of beers that you're capable of making and really honoring, not just your capability of doing a one-off. This is, you're bringing all the skill and talent across a portfolio of beers.
Compared to all the other breweries, roughly your size across the U.S., how do you stack up all in all? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
And their website, just in case you're curious, just talks a lot about beer and food, which honestly to me is a very Ohio thing. Beer and food kind of go hand in hand.
Skyline right? Chili.
Yep. So, good old boy, Mike, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The Third Eye Brewing Company beers we'll be trying today are Untapped Potential Kolsch Style Ale.
That's what they called me in high school. Untapped Potential.
Nirvana or Bust Double Dry Hopped NIPA, Enlightenment Blood Orange Wheat Ale, the Getting Twisted German Pretzel Ale, and Higher Purpose Milky Stout.
Milky, milky, right?
Okay. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, like we normally do, and then we're going to give our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go.
So I'm not rating Dave.
You could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me break out that finger.
Oh. Let's get to the first beer. Huh.
All right. Yeah. Untapped potential.
Untapped potential. This is 5% ABV. The Kolsch style originated in Cologne, Germany. German malts, hops, and yeast keep this beer true to its heritage, making it crisp, delicate, and extremely drinkable. This beer has won awards in 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023 Ohio Craft Brewers Cup and took Best in Show for the competition in 2020.
Interesting.
So, Ohio is proud of Kolsch beers.
As they should be. I mean, you know, there are a couple of things that I look for in a really great Kolsch. Mm-hmm. It is the style of bitterness. Yeah. It is how crisp it is, and it has to have a bit of a watery, you know, kind of component to it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, you know, kind of the three things I think about, you know, for a really great Kolsch. Wow, this has all three of those in check for sure.
Yeah.
I love this. This is what a great opening salvo of a beer for us to enjoy.
Yeah. Mike liked a beer?
We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are doing a brewery takeover of a brewery.
We sure are.
In Cincinnati/Sharonville, Ohio, called Third Eye Brewing Company. And right before the break, we started talking about the first beer, which is the Untapped Potential Kolsch Style Ale, 5% ABV. And shocker, folks, good old boy Mike was
happy
about it.
And it's on tape.
And we have not coerced him in any way.
Oh, he's been coerced.
Well, I'd thrown out, you know, a bit of a question to think about are other great Kolsch beers that, you know, we've enjoyed either here on the show or just in general. And, you know, like, wow, that's sad that, you know, weren't like, you know, half a dozen that were kind of jumping out at us. But Urban Chestnut, who makes a lot of great German beers, you know, has a really great Kolsch in their lineup. But, you know, I think that it's definitely one of those beers that if it's on the menu, and especially that is a beer that I'm going to usually start with. But I think this one is very well made.
Well, you know, Kolsch is sort of a hybrid lager ale kind of mashup a little bit, and it's got components of both things, but I like this. I think the finish on this is just bitter enough that it kind of carries with the sweetness. Good mouthfeel, like in 5%, I think this thing has just the right amount of flavor that keeps it interesting. And this is a good beer, like sitting, eating some wings, watching the game, like whatever. Like, I think you could have anything to eat with this beer.
I think wherever they're sourcing these noble hops, I think they're the ones that I want to stand up and applaud the most to, because I think that that's really what's made the difference, that and the choice of yeast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Fair. I mean, and the thing is, on average, like, even if we were exposed to really good Kolsch beers in our market, would we be going, like, I feel like there's such an underrated style, because you're either going for a Pilsner, maybe you're going for like a pale ale, and you really, like, this is a niche that is such, when it's done well, is such a beautiful beer style. But Like, no one knows how to market it correctly. Does that make sense?
But I think on the other side of the coin is that getting really great, you know, well-made Kolsch is, it's pretty difficult. I find the vast majority of them are too sweet. They do not have a crisp finish that, you know, it's usually just some lay-down finish that is, you know, some of that sugar is translating on the back end, you know. But it is a bit of that mouthfeel thing, that watery, you know, watering kind of mouthfeel that is probably the most common thing that I just don't taste. People nail the hops. You know, working with noble hops is not like, you know, rocket science. But it is those other components that I really find are usually somewhat lacking or missing in the vast majority of Kolsch, you know, beer that that is being made.
I think there's a lot that goes into, to your point, like with the noble hops, it's not like people are trying to stack, oh, I want grapefruit plus strawberry and then a little bit of cat pee and like what all those other things are. It's just, how do I get this pretty consistent kind of earthy, fruity, you know, flowery kind of thing that backs up this, whatever my malt bill is. And then, but I think, you know, the mash, like components, like what they're mashing, how they do the mash. I think, cause it's, this is a German beer style, right? So you know that there's a lot of tradition and a lot of structure in how these beers should be mashed, how they go into the boil and everything, and how they need to be finished out with the yeast. So yeah, I think it is a technically not difficult, but a beer that has to be brewed by someone who understands the technical aspects of how to get the best out of this style of beer.
Very simple ingredients.
Yeah, sure. And also somebody that shows, that can show restraint, because in this day and age, everything is about the excessiveness. I mean, everyone wants a 15% IPA, right?
I'll take a less is more Kolsch.
Oh, I need an imperial Kolsch. Yes. You know, like, that doesn't even make sense. No,
please don't do that.
It doesn't work.
Right.
But yes, this has been beautifully
many
executed.
Unkind words coming to mind.
And low ABV beers can be a lot more difficult to brew well.
Sure.
Than a high ABV beer, because there's less to hide behind, and you know, you've got to get the most out of what you've got.
Yeah, true. Okay, well, right off the gate, I think we need to rate this Kolsch a 5.
You know what's funny is we've been doing this show for a lot of years, and I honestly, you know, we raise up how many, you know, fingers we want to rate the beer, and I didn't realize Mike had 5 fingers. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Well, I knew he had
1 finger.
Yeah. I mean, I was afraid there was a puppet, you know, that was involved, but
like a prosthetic thumb or something going on here. I don't know what's going on.
Or a prosthetic middle finger that keeps popping.
I am giving this my ultimate compliment, which is I'm finishing the sample in front of
you. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. Let's go to beer number 2, which is Nirvana or Bust, double dry hopped NIPA, 7% ABV. So medium in body and smooth in mouthfeel, this easy drinking NIPA is ripe with juicy notes of citrus, grapefruit, and a little bit of pine.
I like this.
It's double dry hop with Nelson Sauvin hops, as well as Citra and Columbus, for that heightened hop aroma and flavor. Now this one, well, it just says 2023 GABF Brewery of the Year and 2024 Grand National Champion for this.
Really?
Well,
I don't think necessarily that's about the beer. I think that's just about the brewery.
Okay, yeah. And they just tacked it on.
I mean, this is an okay NIPA. It's pretty good.
Are you getting any pine on the nose?
Too much so. Okay. You know, almost.
I get a little. That resiny, and the flavor too. Like it's almost more of a
West Coast,
A Nwipa instead of a NIPA. Ooh, a Nwipa. I made that up.
There's just something that is not in balance with the hop choice, you know, itself. A great mouthfeel, you know, the base beer to me Seems like it's very well made. Mm-hmm. I think you attenuated out, you know, quite well. I don't know. There's just something about hop blend here that
I like the
seems off.
I like the beginning of the flavor, and I like the middle, but I don't like the resiny finish.
I am with Dave. On there. If I love exactly the way he described.
Wait, what?
That.
You're giving out fives, and then you're agreeing with Mike? I mean, with Dave? I'm so confused.
Oh, yes.
Mike's all hopped up on angry cider.
I guess he must be. Okay. So you're getting pithiness that you would know and expect, and citrusiness.
I don't know as much that it's, no, it's, to me, it's more of a piney resinous.
But in the beginning, are you getting citrus?
It's like a Lagunitas Maximus.
Okay. Yeah.
If I had to describe, you know, some of the aroma components.
I think there is a little, there is some citrus in there. And there's, the mouthfeel is great on this beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the mouthfeel is awesome.
Like, amazing.
Yeah.
It's very creamy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I just, like, I would wonder what hop they used, what the piney hop was. And maybe just back that one out.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today we're doing a brewery takeover of Third Eye Brewing in the Cincinnati, Sharonville, Ohio area. And right before the segment break, we started talking about the Nirvana or Bust Double Dry Hopped NIPA.
NIPA.
So
NIPA, right.
The thing that Joanna did was she actually read the hops out to us that were published on the can, and I was speculating. What I thought was the hop that was throwing things off was a New Zealand hop, but it's actually something completely different.
The Nelson Sauvin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that has me, honestly, a little confused, because when I think of NIPAs, I don't.
Galaxy, Mosaic, yeah. All Day Long.
Right.
You know,
right.
Those are the cornerstones of really great NIPAs.
Right. Yeah. Which makes me think that this really isn't a NIPA. And I know that there's a fine line between what is and what really isn't, but I feel like, is this maybe more Midwest because of that pininess that's in there?
Definitely. I think that if you were to have NIPAs from, say, Massachusetts, so you hop, you know, you got something from Trillium or Treehouse, you know, and stacked it beside this, I think you would go, whoa.
Where's the orange juice?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like people tend to misuse the NIPA.
Label.
You know, because, and I think a lot of times you're selling yourself short. Like, you know, you can make a hazy IPA that's not a NIPA.
I would have been a lot better probably if they had described it as a hazy IPA. My mindset would have shifted.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Absolutely. And I probably would have given it a lot more latitude.
Yeah.
Because
you're saying, totally. You know,
when you hear NIPA, your brain goes to
it's focused.
Citrusy orange juice, you know, because the body is a NIPA body, you know, but the hop profile just doesn't.
I'm going to stick then with this is a good beer that I think that is just improperly labeled.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to rate the Nirvana or Bust Double Dry Hopped NIPA a 3.
NIPA.
Or NIPA. Yeah. Yeah.
And now for the worst beer of the flight.
How do you don't even even know that.
I haven't even tried it.
Okay. But. So now we're going to go to Enlightenment. Good boy, Dave. Okay. Yeah. Some Enlightenment. This is a blood orange wheat ale. This is 5% ABV.
This beer has two strikes against it right off the bat.
Okay.
Blood orange and wheat.
Okay. So it's a fruited wheat that's refreshing and well-balanced. The blood orange gives the soft wheat base a touch of sweet and tart goodness. Perfect for any season or occasion, according to them.
Tastes like soap.
What?
Orange soap.
Orange soap?
With tang in it.
Hmm.
It's actually not bad. But.
Okay. Are you getting citrus on the nose?
Yes.
I think the first thing that's striking me is the mouthfeel. Great wheat beer. You know, really great base. Wheat beer really nailed the.
It's got to be soft. Yeah. This is soft.
It's very soft and creamy.
The mouthfeel, yeah. The viscosity, you know, of all this. That is right on par.
A solid American wheat beer. Okay. I'm going to be nice and say that it is well made. I don't like the style, but.
I think the other thing I enjoy about this is that it is not a jacked up, orange laden, wheat ale.
No.
It's
not shock top.
It is I'm going to call it finally something is in check. Orange wheat ale.
It's just enough orange that it just kind of rides along. It lets it be a wheat ale, but it's like, yeah, here's a little
zhuzh, a little zhuzh.
I would definitely be very disappointed if somebody garnished this with an orange wedge. I think you are missing the opportunity to just simply enjoy the beer.
They've added the orange wedge for you.
Right.
So
nothing else is needed.
Right.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. I think this is a good reflection to me of great choices, through what I'm suspecting was probably a half a dozen recipes they went through to arrive at this one, to actually, move to that point of not going with something over the top and being rather reserved in introducing more and more flavor. The sugars of this in check. I love the bitterness. I like the finish. This is a very well-made wheat beer.
Julie, don't freak out. I think Mike likes another beer.
I like another beer, I do.
I'm so confused.
This is confusing and weird.
And all of those things. Also, I'm happy that it's not just a wheat beer. That it's got a little bit of something else. Because who makes just a plain old wheat beer that's anything that anyone would go towards? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anymore. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah.
You know,
I think there are a lot of wheat beers that people laden with a bunch of fruits.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And then it's like gross because then it's more fruit.
It's more fruit than wheat beer.
And then you're not even
realizing. And they're not in
balance. Right. And you're not even realizing it's really a beer per se.
I have a whole group of friends and family, as well as we have, fans of the show that they're just not into hops. I mean, it's just, it's not their thing.
Right.
And so I always challenge brewers and on-premise restaurants to say, you need to think about products that you're going to have on hand that are going to cater to people that just don't like, incredibly bitter beers. And so, wheat beers to me are really great choices, for that. But the thing is that I find usually those are an AB InBev product that has way too much sugar and is way sweeter than this. And they do, jam a bunch of fruit stacked on top of it. I really like this as a great choice for people that would walk into the brewery and say, I don't like those NEPA hops. Do you have something else that doesn't taste like I'm sucking on a bitter stick?
I want beer.
I want beer. Yeah. And I think this is a great choice.
I think where wheat loses out sometimes, other than the fact that it's gross and it makes gross beers, but is that for people like Mike said who don't like hops or whatever, a lot of times that's the same crowd. They're like, oh, I can't have gluten or blah, 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 whatever.
I'm just looking for hard seltzer.
So they just veer off to hard seltzer or cider or something, and then you've lost that whole chunk.
Yeah, that's a whole different.
And you haven't even taken a sip of the beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of people, they don't really think of wheat beers beyond like Belgian wit. Like, they're like, man, this is, Shock Top, Blue Moon, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. this is what a wheat beer is. A wheat beer can be something completely different. Like, this is a refreshing,
absolutely,
summertime kind of beer, like, that you can enjoy with a lot of different kinds of food and stuff. And I can't believe I'm saying so many nice things about a wheat beer, but hey, it is actually pretty good.
This is a day of interesting